Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Inventor says AI is ideal partner for developing flexible shape digitizing sensors for soft and continuum robotics. Inventor Paul Erickson has developed a groundbreaking technology using flex-actuated overlapping bistable domes, or OBDs, to create shape digitizing sensors for soft and continuum robotics. These sensors can be used in prosthetics, rehabilitation, sports training, and more. Erickson has received two patents for his innovative technology. The website bistabledome.com explains how OBDs can stiffen and shape thin, strong metals, as well as be used for 2D shape sensing. Erickson believes that artificial intelligence can greatly enhance the development of OBD applications by aiding in pattern recognition and predictive modeling. OBD sensors can be used for a wide range of applications, from softer robots to measuring pressure and position for prosthetics. Additionally, OBD arrays can help reduce weight, increase fuel efficiency, and fight climate change in transportation applications. Visit bistabledome.com for more information.
Candel Therapeutics, NASDAQ-L, reports positive data from phase 2 trial of CAN-2409 in borderline resectable pancreatic cancer. Candel Therapeutics, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, has reported positive data from a phase 2 trial of CAN-2409 in borderline resectable pancreatic cancer. The trial showed promising results, with patients reaching an estimated median overall survival of 28.8 months after treatment with CAN-2409, compared to 12.5 months in the control group. The survival rate at 24 months was 71.4% in the CAN-2409 group versus 16.7% in the control group. The treatment was generally well tolerated with no new safety signals observed. CAN-2409 is an off-the-shelf adenovirus designed to induce an immune response against the tumor. The FDA has granted fast-track and orphan drug designation for CAN-2409, highlighting its potential in treating pancreatic cancer.
From pets to humans, Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ Tello, holds the key to extending life, reversing aging. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, Tello, is pioneering telomere gene therapy, a groundbreaking field in anti-aging treatment. By repairing telomeres, the DNA structures that protect our chromosomes, Telomere 1 aims to reverse age-related conditions and extend biological age. With a potential market value of $44.92 billion by 2031, the company's non-toxic oral therapy shows promise in preclinical studies, improving mobility and cognitive functions in animals. Telomere 1's efficacy in lengthening telomeres has been demonstrated in human cell lines, offering hope for avoiding age-related diseases. CEO Chris Chapman believes Telomere 1 could revolutionize anti-aging treatments, potentially stopping age-related diseases in their tracks. Stay tuned for upcoming results from rat and dog studies as Telomere Pharmaceuticals continues its journey towards human trials and a potential game changer in the fight against aging. Gold Basin Resources initiates Q2 drill program to expand and delineate resources at Gold Basin. Gold Basin Resources CEO Colin Smith has announced the initiation of a Q2 drill program aimed at expanding and delineating resources at Gold Basin. The company has secured a driller and is gearing up for rig mobilization in June for a fully funded reverse circulation drill program. The focus will be on resource expansion and delineation at the Stealth Deposit and the Gap Zone in northwestern Arizona. The drilling efforts will target the Gap Zone, an area with significant potential for resource growth situated between high-grade gold deposits. The upcoming program aims to define mineralization within the gap zone and explore the extent of gold-bearing structures. This initiative is crucial for advancing the project and improving the understanding of the geological framework for future exploration. Stay tuned for the release of the project's maiden NI 43-101 oxide gold resource estimate later this year, marking a significant milestone for gold basin resources. Latrobe Magnesium raises $18 million for demonstration plant and future expansion. Latrobe Magnesium Limited has successfully raised $18 million for their demonstration plant and future expansion. The funds, raised through a combination of institutional placement and entitlement offer, will be used for final structural works, commissioning of the demonstration plant, and ongoing R&D. The company's chief operating officer, Ronan Gillen, expressed satisfaction with the strong support received from both domestic and international markets. This funding will enable the production of magnesium metal and saleable byproducts, demonstrating the commercial viability of their operations. Plans for a 10,000 tons per annum commercial plant are also in progress, with a feasibility study set to begin soon. This significant milestone marks LMG as the first to produce magnesium from brown coal fly ash, with a positive outlook for magnesium production.
Gold Basin Resources initiates Q2 drill program to expand and delineate resources at Gold Basin. Gold Basin Resources CEO Colin Smith has announced the initiation of a Q2 drill program aimed at expanding and delineating resources at Gold Basin. The company has secured a driller and is set to begin drilling in June as part of a fully funded reverse circulation drill program. The focus will be on resource expansion and delineation at the Stealth Deposit and the Gap Zone in northwestern Arizona. The drilling program aims to define mineralization within the Gap Zone and explore the continuity of gold-bearing structures. This effort is crucial in advancing the project and is expected to contribute to a maiden NI 43-101 oxide gold resource estimate later this year, providing a clearer picture of the project's potential.
American Rare Earths identifies zircon co-product potential at Hallett Creek. American Rare Earths Limited CEO Donald Swartz has revealed the exciting zircon co-product potential at the Hallett Creek project. The collaboration with the University of Wyoming's School of Energy Resources has uncovered the significant presence of zircon, a mineral crucial for industries like ceramics, electronics, and nuclear energy. With zirconium showing high density, it can be efficiently separated and upgraded, offering substantial economic value when produced alongside rare earth elements. Historical assay results at Hallett Creek indicate a high zirconium grade, surpassing the average crustal abundance. By integrating zirconium extraction into the processing flow, American Rare Earths aims to maximize project profitability and meet the growing global demand for these critical materials. Kingsgate Consolidated advances Chatree Gold Mine operations. Kingsgate Consolidated Limited CEO and Managing Director Jamie Gibson discusses the latest developments at the Chatree Gold Mine in Thailand and the Nueva Esperanza Development Project in Chile. The Chatree Gold Mine has produced 1.8 million ounces of gold and 10 million ounces of silver. Operations resumed in March 2023 with a focus on the Plant Number 1 overhaul project to reach a production of 100,000 to 120,000 ounces of gold annually. Plant Number 1 has been permitted to operate after an inspection by the Department of Primary Industries and Mines, with full operations underway. Ongoing successful exploration at the Chalawan and Kumpi prospects near Chatree has shown promising results, with plans for further drilling and surveys to unlock more value. Royal Road Minerals advances exploration at Jabal Sahabia project in Saudi Arabia. Royal Road Minerals CEO Tim Coughlin provided an update on the company's exploration activities at the Jabal Sahabia project in Saudi Arabia. The project, held by Royal Road Arabia, a joint venture with Midu Company Limited, covers three exploration licenses totaling 284 square kilometers. Initial fieldwork focused on polymetallic gossans, Jabal Muwaikira and Hanash North, showing potential for zinc mineralization. Ongoing sampling at Hanash North indicates repeated mineralization, suggesting extensive potential beyond current exposure. To advance, the company plans structural mapping using advanced technologies like drones and hyperspectral scanners, aiming to identify drill targets by 2024. These efforts are crucial in evaluating the project's mineralization and expanding the resource base, positioning Royal Road Minerals for significant progress in the near future. Gladiator expands Whitehorse Copper Project, stakes claims at Jackson Prospect. Gladiator Metals Corp. has expanded its Whitehorse Copper Project by staking 55 new claims, adding 11.3 square kilometers to include the Jackson Copper Skarn Prospect. This new prospect, located 15 kilometers west of existing claims, covers over 6 kilometers of prospective strike between Cretaceous intrusive bodies and Triassic metasediments, a key control on mineralization in the Whitehorse Copper Belt. Historical exploration at the Jackson Copper Skarn Prospect has revealed high-grade copper skarns, with shallow drill results showing significant potential. Gladiator Metals Corp. has begun its summer exploration program, including mapping, sampling, and planned drone magnetics later in the season. Stay tuned for updates from Gladiator Metals Corp. as they continue their exploration efforts in the Whitehorse Copper Belt.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.